Last year, the legislature approved low-THC Charlotte's Web marijuana to treat cancer and seizures. THC is the main psychedelic ingredient in normal marijuana, and it's the first new problem. Senator Rob Bradley's bill allows new illnesses to be eligible for marijuana treatment, Crohn's disease, Parkinson's, ALS, even HIV. But a series of committee witnesses, including pharmacist Jeffrey Miller, said without THC, there's no point.
What we have now is effectively a no THC. To get THC within therapeutic levels, patients are going to have to take such high volumes of medication. It's going to be cost prohibitive in treating disease.
Bradley said he's seen no research to support higher THC levels. The second problem is racial. Bradley's bill expands the number of growing and dispensing permits from 5 to 20, but it still says that only nurseries that have been in business for at least 30 years will be considered. Jonathan Carr of the Black Farmers Association said few black growers could qualify.
There weren't that many African Americans in Florida 30 years ago who had the ability to open up any kind of nurseries or dispensaries.
Bradley said he has misgivings about the 30-year rule, and he'll take it up in the House version of the bill. I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.